the Torah in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Vav and Chav Zayin, or Perek Yud Zayin, from Yud to Yud Dalid, this discusses the prohibition of consuming blood. So in fact, this is one of the few laws in Kashrus that the reason is given for the halacha. We don't eat blood because the life of the animal is contained in the blood, Adam hu ha-nefesh. And this halacha applies to blood of birds and mammals. However, it does not apply to fish blood. So therefore, when it comes to the mammals and birds, we have halacha, we have to remove all the blood from the flesh of the kosher animal. So normally the first step is always we do shechita, we slaughter the animal. And the way shechita is done, that usually allows for the rapid draining of most of the blood. And then the remaining blood has to be removed either by broiling, slia, or by soaking and salting. There's a special halacha by the liver. The liver can only be kashered by the broiling method because there's so much blood and such complex blood vessels. However, the assumption is that the final process must be completed within 72 hours after the shechita. And before, the meat is either frozen or ground up. So that's the discussion. Where does the 72 hours come from? We don't find it in the Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't seem to mention it. That's what the Rivash points out, Rabbeinu Manoach, that the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha of 72 hours. It's a whole discussion. It comes from the Gaonim, the Rishonim, that the concern is that once it gets to 72 hours, it'll be too hard to get the blood out. Some say if you broil it after 72 hours, then it's okay. But if you're just doing the regular bishul, it's not going to work. Others want to say there's no source because the Gemara in Chulin seems to say against it. The Gemara in Chulin talks about is you could do melicha on this black and blue mark, like red, it's a big bruise, even on bishul. So it seems to be, from this simple reading, the Gemara is a maker adin, it seems to be mutter, but there's a chumra brought down about waiting 72 hours in order to, so that you have to broil or soak the meat up because to get the blood out because it's too hard to get out. So a couple of issues came up. Number one is, I don't know if it's true anymore, but Israel used to get a lot of the meat from Argentina, and they couldn't do the melicha there. So the shaila was, it's gonna before the shechita happens and they do the melicha in Israel, it's gonna be more than 72 hours, known as basar kafoy. So the Rabbanut, Abaji Yosef, they passed, okay, so it's a Shah Sadchak, so it's mutter. And even the Shach writes, as we'll see, maybe Lechat Chila, but the post can say, B'diyevit, it's definitely okay. So they talk about whether it's, so that's a discussion, 72 hours, so it's frozen, so therefore that's what the Rabbanut, whether they still rely on it, they relied on the fact that it was frozen. And in fact, in a well, so there's another halacha that they discuss. The 72 hours itself is a chumra, but they waited, let's say 72 hours, you can't do the melicha, something came up. So then there's something about spraying the water, making it wet enough, where I guess the assumption is it's wet, it keeps it wet so the blood doesn't get so hard, so then when you boil it out. In Yiddish, it's called begesin. Hadacha b'mayim, you're washing it. In fact, there are many stories back in the day. I was just reading a book on the history of kashrus. So one story was that and I think that's one of the differences also with Hebrew national, whether you eat Hebrew national or not, that's a separate discussion. But Hebrew national, so they are officially kosher, not glatt kosher. So today, many people already ruled them out because who eats kosher, it's got to be glad kosher. And then another of the kulas Hebrew National relies on, or used to rely on, is beguessing that they would spray it after 72 hours. I think they say a story, it was in Frisco, that there was a whole truck of Hebrew National meat that got caught up in a snowstorm. I guess the police called this rabbi in San Francisco at 5 a.m. They said, you have to get over here right away. We have an emergency. We need a rabbi here to... Everything was all set. You got to spray the meat. We got to do the beguessing in order to make sure that it's okay. So l'chatchila today, obviously, most don't rely on... L'chatchila, people don't rely on the 72 hours. They try to do it before the 72 hours. However, it's brought down as a chumrah. So therefore, b'shas hatchak, but makom hefes, so with the rabbanut, when you're getting your food from Argentina, you had no option. And as well, if a person plans on doing it, and let's say you can't do it, so whether you freeze it, you do a beguessing. So today, the kashrus agencies are, many of them are machmir on this issue. However, Yikar Adin, it's a chumrah, so b'shas hadchak, and b'makom hefsid, so speak to your local posting to see what to do with the meat.